This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A missile fire by Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi group struck a military parade in Yemen's southern separatist-held town, killing at least five people, injuring others, Yemen's security belt forces said on Sunday. The security belt forces are part of a southern separatist front in South Yemen. At the same time, they're backed by the United Arab Emirates in a fight against Yemen's Iran Houthi group. Witnesses told Reuters that a blast occurred near a guest platform during the parade and that many were injured or killed. They were reported seeing bodies at the scene. At least five people have died, many others injured. Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have started an all-for-all prisoner swap, after which all remaining prisoners of the five-year conflict should return home. The agreement was concluded by Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris in December. The swap is taking place at a checkpoint near the industrial town in one particular region. Russia's RIA news agency, citing a local official from the self-declared People's Republic, said Kiev would hand over 87 separatists, while the other side would return 55 pro-central government fighters. North Korea began a closed-watch ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un. State media reported this on Sunday. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce the details of his new way for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to offer a better proposal and stalled nuclear talks. State media coverage of the Workers' Parties of Korea meeting offered few hints about the country's direction. The Korean Central News Agency mentioned an anti-imperialist stance in the building up of a national defense, but gave no other details. This is VOA News. British counterterrorism police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist act. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zaria Shakli, London.
The Taliban has assaulted an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers and injuring four others. An Afghan military statement said Saturday the pre-dawn insurgent bomb and gun raid took place in Helmand province, where most of the districts are controlled by the Taliban. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the assailants detonated a bomb before storming the installation in the district. The ensuing clashes, he said, continued for several hours and both sides suffered casualties. However, a local Afghan official told VOA, on condition of anonymity, the Taliban attack killed 17 soldiers and wounded six others. The top U.S. U.S. diplomat criticized Iran's leadership for its crackdown ahead of protest memorials this week. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has slammed Iran for using violence and internet disruption to prevent memorials for those killed during a November crackdown on anti-government protesters. Pompeo tweeted a message saying Iranians have the right to mourn their dead. He directly accused Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei of responsibility for the killings. The Supreme Leader has the final say on religious and political issues in the Islamic Republic. According to a semi-official news agency, internet access was effectively cut off Wednesday in several Iranian provinces ahead of Thursday's memorials. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Mass killings in the U.S. hit a new high in 2019. More from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
I will come to you in the silence.
One of the many tragedies took place in Virginia Beach, where 12 people were killed in a workplace shooting. Bobby Dyer is the mayor there.
This is a nightmare that nobody ever wants to live.
22 people lost their lives in August at a Walmart in El Paso. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a memorial service.
We know this evil will not overcome us.
Very shortly after that, there was shock in Dayton, where nine people were gunned down, which led frustrated protesters to tell politicians.
That's AP's Shelley Adler reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.